think without the Mishnayos and all the traditions of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the Torah Shebaal Peh, we wouldn't begin to understand Chumash VaYikra at all. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola put everything into a whole system. We have different kinds of korbanos. You have kotchi kotchim, you have kotchim kalim, and the kotchi kotchim neshchitasam atzofen, kotchim kalim neshchitasam l'chom mokam azor. Tzofen is the right hand side of the azor. Then you have at the end of the parasha, there's a din of Hashem Me'ilus. There are six Hashemas. You have to collect all the Hashemas. And the Mishnah has six Hashemas. One is Hashem Me'ilus. So the Pasuk uses the Lashon Nefesh Kisimah V'chata B'shgog Mikotche Hashem Kotchim HaMichorim L'Hashem. Only Kotchim Kotchim. There's no din of Me'ilah Kotchim Kalim. Kotchim Kalim there's an Issa Loinenim. You're not allowed to get Hanoah. But the din that you bring Hashem Me'ilus and you pay Chomesh, that's only by Kotchi Kotchim, not by Kotchim Kalm, because Kotchim Kalm is not Kotchi Hashem, Kotchim Am Yichodim L'Hashem. Then you have the Mokam Achila is different. Mokam Achila is only in the Azara. It's only Nechal Zichri Kuhuna. Everything is different. All the dinim are different. Yeah.
The Me'ilus Kotchi Kotchim, after you makrib the Enorm on those baths, those Enorm on the Halacha Me'ilus. After they do Zrika?
The Emurim of Kotchim Kalim have a din of Kotchim Kotchim, yeah. That's the Mishnah.
They take on the status of
Kotchim Kotchim. Emuri Kotchim Kalim have the, after Zrika Saddam, have the status of Kotchim Kotchim. That's how the Mishnah says. So they have a din of Me'ila, and it's Nipsal B'yotzi if you take it Chutz Lazar. Has all the status, the whole din, because that's Kotchim Amichodim L'Hashem, correct? That is correct. So this Anshei Knesset HaGdola pointed this out. That's all the Mishnah is like that, the whole system. Two different types of korbanos. You have kotchi kotchim, kotchim kalim. Then you have different avodas. You have dalar avodas adam. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, that's leikuva. The other avodas are not leikuva. Haktoras emurim is an avoda, has to be done by a kohen. But haktoras emurim, if nitmu hu emurim, or nisrafu, or nevdo, they got lost, so their korban is kosher already. The Gemara says, Shchita lab avoidahi, not to be taken in its full sense of the word. Of course, Shchita is an avoidah. That's one of it's the first of the Dalar avoidahs Adam. Shchita is an avoidah. Why is it an avoidah? It's not the same as Shchita schulin. Shchita is an avoidah because Rashi says, Rashi in Soita writes, because you mevarech elu gavoya. The definition of Shchita by chulin is you kill the animal in a specific fashion. Definition of shchita by kotchim is if you want to eat it, you have to kill it in a specific fashion. As a din of shchita, like shchita schulim, but the shchita by kotchim is an avoda because you're mevarech chelo gavoya. You're separating the dam from the rest of the animal that you're going to be zorek on the mizbeach. The Rashi is in Soita. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta, but the Gemara says that the dalar avodas adam that you have by all of the korbanos have a parallel dalar avodas by a korban mincha. So the first avoda. First, avoided by the mincha is kmitza. You're mevar the chelik avaya. You separate the koymus that you're going to burn on mizbeach from the shiore hamincha, which is going to be nechel to the zichri kuhuna. So Rashi explains because shchita. Why shchita the parallel? Because the definition of shchita by kotchim is that you have to be mevar the chelik avaya to separate the dam that you're going to use to be zorek on the mizbeach. There's a mishnah chulon shochad v'loyatzi b'menu dam. It's highly improbable. It's never going to happen. How can you shecht an animal and dam doesn't come out? But the Mishnah says, Shachat v'leyatz b'men adam, shchitasa k'sheva. So that's by chulin. But if you shecht the korban, shachat v'leyatz b'men adam, so you didn't do the shchita. The definition of shchita by kotchim is to separate the chelik avoy, that you're going to be zorek on the mizbech. So when the Gemara says, shchita alav avoydah, it doesn't mean it's not an avoydah. Of course it's an avoydah. But it means it doesn't have to be done by kohanim. You look in the psukim; it keeps on saying, "V'shachat has ben avaker, v'kriva ben aharik kohanim esadam mikabola v'yelach mitzvus kuhuna." Every pasuk, every time, has like that. Always says the shchita should be taken care of, and after the shchita, you need kabola halach hazrika. That requires kohanim, but you don't need a kohen for the shchita. So that's what it means. Lab avoidah. All the other avoidas are both an avoidah mitzad the cheftza. The korban has to have the avoidah done to it. And it's avoda mitzad de gavri. You need a kohen to do the avoda. By shchita, it's only a one-sided avoda. So avoda mitzad de chepze, the korban has to have the shchita done to it, but you don't need the kohen ha'oved that he should do it. Take lemashal, the din is by kabbalah halacha zrika. Not only does the animal have to be in the azar, the kohen who's doing the kabbalah halacha zrika also has to be standing in the azara. By shechita, the shechet can be standing chutz la'azara. Have to have a long knife, but you can have a person stand chutz la'azara and shech the korban as long as the korban is in the azara. By Kabbalah halacha zrike, it's both an avoda mitzad the chefze, so the chefze have to be on the azara, and the one who's doing the avoda has to also be on the azara. But by shechita, lav avoda mitzad the gavre, it's an avoda mitzad the chefze, so the korban has to be in the azara, but the shechet does not. Then, if you read the psukim, you may not realize this, but the Mishnah sums it all up. The mitzvah of smicha only applies to korbanos yochid, not to korbanos tzibur. By korbanos tzibur, the Mishnah lists off, there are either three or four exceptions to the rule that you do have smicha on a korban tzibur. But usually the din of smicha is restricted only to korbanos yochid. Yeah.
Regarding shkitol of avodah on Shabbos,
so Machreni came up with such a chiddush that on Shabbos there's no heter for a zar to shecht. There's all discussion in Yevamos. We didn't get there far. And in Yevamos and the Lamed, there's a discussion. Isn't it against the Gemara? It seems to be against the Gemara. So they have a whole discussion about that. Yeah, what kind of a koyin do you need to do the avoda? A koyin hedyot. The only time you need a koyin gadol is on Yom Kippur. That's the only time you need a koyin gadol. You read in Parshas Vayikra, the simple reading in Chumash sounds like by a chatos, that's a par koi Moshiach. If the Kohen Gadol himself was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, he brings a normal person as Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, brings Kizba Oseiro. And if the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, has to bring a par koi Moshiach. So the simple reading of the Psukim sounds like it says that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do the Hakrovas HaKorban. Then you have the Parsha of Parhelim Dovashal Tzibur. If the Bez Nagodol made a mistake, and they're passing it incorrectly, there is a certain form of Isa Koris is Mutta. They said you're allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos. So everybody's turning on lights on Shabbos. Bez Nagodol said Mutta is Mutta. What is there to be Machmer about? And then the Bez Nagodol realizes that they made a mistake, that it's a Malacha Deraisa. So they have to bring a Parhelim Dovashal Tzibur. So the Pasuk says the Kohen Gadol does the Hakrovah. So Rashi on the Mishnah in Megillah understands the Pasuk Kipshuta, the Pasuk says you need a Kohen Gadol. So it's a Chiddush. Not only do you need a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, for Avodas Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol on a Par Kohen Gadol, Par Kohen Moshiach, and a Par Helam Dovashel Tzibur. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and they say there can't be Pshat in the Mishnah. There's a Beferish Sifra, where the Sifra spells out that even though that's the Pshuta Shal Mikra, that's not what it means. A Kohen Gadol, if he wants to, he can do the Avodah, but you don't need a Kohen Gadol. You only need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. All year long, you never need a Kohen Gadol. And the Pasuk is Lav Davke. Strange, Lav Davke. Mishnah Megillah says, Ein, there are two kinds of Kohen Gadol. There's a Kohen Gadol Moshuch B'Shem and Amishcha, and then there's a Kohen Meruba B'Godim. Towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, it says in Divrei Hayomim, Yoshio HaMelech was going as the Luchas, and together with the Luchas, he was also going as the Tzinsenes Amon, and he was also going as the Shem and Amishcha. So towards the end of the Bais Rishon, and the whole Tkufas Bais Sheni, there was no Shem and Amishcha. So how do they appoint a Kohen Gadol? You have to have Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, Kohen HaMashuach. So the Mishnah you say, there was a Kohen, Meruba B'Godim. There's a halacha, if the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah, B'Shemayna B'Godim, so let him wear the Shemayna B'Godim and do an Avodah, and that'll make him into a Kohen Gadol. That makes him into a Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah says, is there a difference between this kind of Kohen Gadol and that kind of a Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol Moshuach B'Shem and Amishcha as opposed to Kohen Gadol Meruba B'Godim. The Mishnah says, Ein by Kohen Moshiach L'Kohen HaMeruba B'Godim Ela Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvah. So Rashi writes Pshat in the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Megillah. You have a series of Mishnahs. It says, Ein Bein Odirishin Lo Odirsheni Yalo Mikra Megillah Levat. And then it has a whole bunch of Ein Beins. So this is one of the Ein Beins. What's the difference between this Kohen Gadol and that Kohen Gadol? So the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol had Meshuach B'Shem and Amishcha is on a slightly higher level of Kohen Gadol than the Kohen is only Meruba B'Godim. Let's say in that time, at the end of the Bais Rishon period, you have a Kohen Gadol who had Meshuach B'Shem and Amishcha, and he's an old man, he's retired, but he still retains the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Then you have a younger person who was appointed Kohen Gadol, but they were ready, were going as the Shem and Amishcha. So he only became a Kohen Gadol at day Meruba B'Godim. So let's say there's a Mishnah and Nazir, they're both walking down the highway, and they bump into a dead body, a mace mitzvah, a Yisrael mace, and no one has a cell phone to call the Chevek Kaddisha. There's nobody else around. So they have to be metamik. Kohen Gadol is metamik to a mace mitzvah. All you need is one of them to be metame. So which of the two has the mochamadika din of tuma? So the Mishnah says, if you have a kain gadol, a kain head, you're going down the highway, and you only need one person to bear the meis mitzvah, let the kain head yet be metame. The kain gadol's din is mochamer. He's not even allowed to be metame to the zayin kareivim. He's only allowed to be metame to the meis mitzvah. So then the Mishnah says, what if you have two kahanim gadolim walking down the highway? One of them, that was one period in history, the end of the Bais Rishon period, you have the Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, and he's retired, and then you appointed a new Kohen Gadol, Meruba B'Gadol. So the Mishnah says, the Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha has a higher level of Kedushas Kohen Gadol, so let the one is Meruba B'Gadol, let him be Mitami to the Meis Mitzvah. What is the one din? So the Mishnah says, Ein Bein, the Mishnah Megillah, Ein Bein Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, the Meruba B'Gadol, Mela, Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvahs. The Nafkamina has been a get to this din. So Rashi writes that the Chumash says in Parshas Vayikra that the Avoida of a Par Helam Dova Shal Tzibur and a Par Kohen Mashiach, the Avoida has to be done by a Kohen Gadol who is a Mashuach, the Shemin HaMishcha, cannot be done by Kohen Hedyot. The Avoida may not be done by Kohen, it'll be Pasol, and if it's done by Kohen Gadol who is a Meruba Begadim, is also Pasol. So Tosfos says it's not true. Din is not true. The Sifra says Beferish against Rashi. There is no such din. The psukim alav dafke. So what does the Mishnah mean? Ein bein koyim moshuch b'shem ben amishcha koyim merub b'gadim ala para ba kol amitzvah. So the Mishnah means like this: the din of par koyim mashiach, that if the koyin gadol is machal shabbos b'shegik, he's not yotze with kizbo osira. He has to bring a par koyim mashiach. A par lechatos a zoch, usually chatos is nekeva kizbo osira. Here it's a par koyim mashiach. So that only applies if he is a Mashuach v'shem and Amishcha. If he's only Meruba Begadim, is Dina Kehedyot, that he's Miskape b'Kizba Osira. Same as everybody else. But who does the Avodah? Any Kohen Hedyot can do the Avodah. You don't need a Kohen Gadol. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Sifra. Rashi assumes the Mishnah is against the Sifra. Rashi always quotes Sifras. Rashi and Chumash. Every line in Rashi is quoting a Sifra. So here Rashi chose to leave out that Sifra, because he holds that the Mishnah disagrees with the Sifra. Rashi learned the Mishnah Megillah, that the Mishnah means parabo kol hamitzvahs, to read the psukim kipshuta. You need the avoida of a par halam davar shel tzibur, and the avoida of a par kol mashiach has to be done by the kohen gadol. That's a simple reading of the psukim. Then I would never be able to figure this out. Which karbonis he needs zvika lemaile mechut asikra, lemata mechut asikra. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, either they figured it out, or they had a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that by Korbanos Behema, so the Chatos, the Zvika is done, Al Karnas HaMizbech means Lemaila Mechut HaSikra. Everything above Mechut HaSikra was a red, Sikra is red dye. So the Mechut HaSikra was exactly halfway up the Mizbech. The Mizbech HaChitzim was 10 Amos tall, it was really 9 Amos tall, but in each one of the four corners was a big cube, Baba Alamo Alamo. So the height of the Mizbeach was the top of that Amos. So that makes 10 Amos. So you draw a red line exactly at the elevation of 5 Amos around the whole Mizbeach. So the whole upper part, that's how the Briskera points out in the Shur Manzvachim, the whole upper part, Lamayla Mechut HaSikra, is called Keren. The whole lower part is called Yesoid. We usually think that a cube in the corner, this is called the Keren. That's true. Karnas HaMizbech, the four Karnas HaMizbech, the cube, that's Amo Alama Alama. But again, to this dinam, a way you do this Rika Saddam, so the whole upper part above the Chut HaSikra is called Keren. So by Behemoth, Chatos is the one and only carbon that you do the Magna Mechut HaSikra, and all the other carbonis you do this Rika Lamata Mechut HaSikra, that's Dina Kisoid. And by Oifus, everything is Faker. By Chatosayf is Lamata Mechut HaSikra, and Oilosayf Lamayla Mechut HaSikra. They read all the psukim, every single word means something here. If you read the psukim, you don't know the Mishnayos, everything looks like a hodgepodge. You don't understand. You understand. Every word has a connotation over here. Rashi points out on the Pasuk, the Parsha begins with the Korban Oila, there's Bo Ben Eder and Adova. Chatos and Oshem are not Bo Ben Eder and Adova. Chatos and Oshem is only Bo B'choyev. If you're Mechuyev, you can bring a Chatos. You're not Mechuyev, you can't. I remember years ago when Ben Gurion, soon after Hakamas HaMedina, so there was a question, Mihu Yehudi, whom should the government recognize? Because they had a law of return. Whoever is Jewish can become a citizen overnight. Whoever is not Jewish takes a longer procedure to become Jewish. So the Shaila was, Mihu Yehudi. So Mr. Ben-Gurion sent letters to Jewish scholars all over the world, Orthodox, conservative, reform, worse, philosophers. He sent letters to 50, 60 people. What do they say, Mihu Yehudi? You have to know Mishnayos. You have to know the Gemara has so much, so rich on Kodshim and on Taurus. They figured out everything, all the psukim. There's a whole system over here. There's a tremendous system. So the Gemara says, when the ger is nizgar, he has to bring an oilo. He doesn't bring a chata. Yeah. So the Gemara says he has to bring a korban oilo, but it doesn't have to be a oilos behema. He can be yotze with a kan. He can be yotze with an oilos a'if. So the Gemara says in Krisis, on that daf, beginning of the second parak in Krisis, daf tesam and aleph, that even though there's such a concept of the hikrivo hakohein, in the singular, if a person wants to bring an oilos a'if, he can bring one oaf. He doesn't have to bring two. Shnei torim shnei b'nei. He can bring one oaf. That's only if it's oila habo b'nedova. But an oila habo b'chovo, lo matzino oila b'chovo, unless you have two. You have to bring the ger, who is nizgayer, has to bring an oila. So if he brings another b'hem, it's fine. If he wants to bring another oila, he has to bring a kan. He has to bring two oilas. Shnei torim shnei b'nei yon. It can't be yotze with one. The ikrivo, the halacha says it's incomplete korban. Incomplete is okay if it's bo b'nedava, but if it's bo b'chayva, it has to be dafke akan of two. So Rav Elba the Soloveitchik quotes from the Mabit in the Sefer on the Rambam. He quotes from the Mabit in the Sefer Kiriya Sefer. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rav Yosef Karo. They were in the Bezin together in Tzfat, and they had a lot of machlokes in halacha. Shmita, they had a few machlokes in. So each one wrote, interesting, in that kufa, they both wrote Chiburim on the Rambam. So Rabbi Yosef Kari wrote the Kesa Mishnah, which is printed in all the standard editions now, printed on the side of the Rambam. And the Mabit wrote the Kirya Sefer. So for many, many years, the Kirya Sefer was not read. No one reads it. The Kesa Mishnah gives you a Mar Mekaymus for everything. He tells you this is a Mishnah, this is a Gemara, this is a Tosefta, this is a Yerushalmi. The Ramban disagrees. The Rashba agrees. He gives you a running commentary. He tells you the Mabit always has strange things, always has funny Mar Mekaymus, and he always has strange chidushim. He never gives the normal Mar Mekaymus. So for many years nobody looked in Mabit. Now it's a style. People like to say chidushim in the Koilalim in the Yeshiva. So if you look in the Mabit, there's always something that you have to break your head on. To say a shtickle Torah, to try to knock sense into it. So the Rav Elbala quotes a Mabit, and he says, this one he agrees. This one he thinks that he's right. The Mabit says that there is a machlekes, the Rambam and everybody else, in the first parak in Maseches Chagiga, on Shalda Shagalim, everyone is mechuyev to be oyle rego, called Zuchurcha, the men, women are not mechuyev, the men are mechuyev to be oyle rego, and they have to bring Shalosh mitzvahs. Nitztavi Yisrael ba'aliyosim la'regel. They're obligated to bring three korbanos: Riyah Chagiga and Simcha. Oilos Riyah Shalme Chagiga and Shalme Simcha. That's a Tosefta quoted in the first parak in Chagiga. Tosefta in Chagiga quoted by the Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga. So the shaila is oilos Riyah can be yotze with oilos ha'oif, or do you need dafka oilos behema? So in all of our standard editions of the Talmud Bavli, says you need dafka oilos behema, and oilos ha'oif is not sufficient. And the Rambam had apparently a different girsa. The Rambam writes beferish that oil soif is acceptable. The Miri, of course, always follows the Rambam. Like an Ebeknaini. Miri always says everything. Whenever there's a share Rambam, the Miri has the same girsa. And it goes along. He always defends the Rambam. He follows. So the Rambam holds that on Shalosh Regalim, you have to bring an oil sriya. You can be yotzeh with oil soif. So the Mabit says, but the oil sriya is a chayva. It's not bob in a dobi. You have to bring it. So therefore he thinks that you couldn't be yotze with one oila saif, you would have to bring a minimum of two. So Rav Elbel says he thinks that he's right. That's what the Gemara said by the ger. Since the ger, Abola his gayer, has to bring oila b'chayva, he can either be yotze with oilas b'hem, or if he wants, he can bring an oila saif, but it has to be a minimum of two, because lamatzinu b'oif, less than one. Sometimes you bring one oila saif, but b'tzirif with a chatas b'hema. The Gemara says, okay, that's a pair. But you never have a chayva later in the parsha when you have oil of yoreitz. So you don't always have two oifas. Sometimes you have one oif and one behema. Okay, that's acceptable. But to have one oif that's bo bechayva, that's considered an incomplete carbon. And if it's bechayva, it has to be a carbon bishle musay. Avolasolavetchuk also points out in a sefer on the Rambam, he quotes from the Yoyer Kino. That's a commentary printed in the big Mishnayos on Maseches Kinim. So they have a commentary by one of the later Achrayim, I think the 16 or 1700s, early Achrayim. That's called Yoyer Kino. So he points out an interesting chiddush, and Adavala thinks that it's right. When you bring, whenever someone is believed to bring a kan, or ledes, or whatever, you have to bring a olasoif and a chatosoif, they have to be the same. Either both of them Torah, but both of them ben yoyna. If you bring one as a Torah, one as a ben yoyna, then you're not yoytze, because the halacha requires a minimum of two. It should be a korban mishlei musa by oifas is two, so the two have to be mitzuref yachad, so mitzuref is only if they're the same min. So the Yoyer Kino interprets this in a Mishnah in Kinim. So Radavala Soloveitchik quotes that also to fill in this story. That one oif as a korban is considered an incomplete korban. You have to have a minimum of two, and they have to be mitzuref yachad. Shad is why they have to both be Torah ben Yoyna, what the Yoyer Kino said, but sometimes you have an oilus oif with a chatas behema. So you see, you don't have to be the same min. So you have to have two karbanas. But that's what the Yoyer Kino thinks that it says like that in the Mishnah. Then you read the psukim. Let's say you have an oila. An oila is kula kolo. You burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So we're going to take an animal, burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. It'll take forever till it's going to burn. So it says you cut it up in little pieces. I would have thought you take a butcher's thing where they cut, and you keep on cutting into pieces. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara Chula in the first part says, Benita chosel lin sacher, v'loy nesacher lin sacher. You have to cut it to specific sizes, and you can keep on cutting it as long as you want. So what are the specific sizes? So the Mishnayos and Tamid list off. How many Kohanim did they need every day of the year to be makdir, the oilas ha-tamid, shal shachar, and oilas ha-tamid, shal bein ha-bayim? How many nesachim were there? So the Mishnah tells you what's one chunk. What's called nisochera, and if you cut that into smaller pieces, that's a violation. You didn't do it properly. We have a tradition. What are the chunks supposed to be? What are the sizes that they're supposed to be? Sometimes when people come to join the kollel, so I give a bechina, so I ask them about malicha by karbonis. Do you only need malicha by flesh that you make around the mizbech? Do you even need malicha by korban mincha? So half the time they answer, no, malicha is only on flesh. Yeah, that's in your idea. You only salt the flesh in order to take out the blood. The mincha doesn't have any blood. You don't have to salt it to take out the blood. But the malicha by korbanis, it's a mefurish pasuk. Al korban minchascha b'melach timlach b'feirish pesukim, that you need malicha by a korban mincha as well, not only by emurim that you're burning on the mizbech. The purpose of the malicha by the emurim is not in order to remove the dam. There's nothing wrong if you have dam on the mizbech. The dam is nizrik on the mizbech. There's even, it says in Pita Makhtoris, it lists off all the samonim, then it says, Melech Zdoimus Reiva Hakov. So the Avdei Nezer has a whole discussion in his Chuvis, whether Melech Zdoimus is to fulfill the din of malicha. You need malicha on the korban of the k'toris as well. It's also a korban. It's a korban on the mizbech k'toris, on the inside mizbech. Or should we assume for some reason or another, no, maybe k'toris doesn't need malicha. Maybe it's just a din of pitam k'toris. It's a chelik of the. That's one of the ingredients that you have to mix in into the k'toris. But it's clear that malicha is required by a korban mincha. There's a stira in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Menei Bey in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's very unusual. The Rambam, the first half of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam develops the 14 klolim, the 14 shoroshim, to determine what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what does not belong, what should be counted as one mitzvah, what should be counted as many mitzvahs. You don't say that to observe Shabbos counts as 52 mitzvahs because there are 52 Shabbos in the course of the year. You don't say Melech HaShabbos counts as 39 Isurim. There's one isa not to do Melech HaShabbos. And there's one din to observe Shabbos. You don't say Shabbos Parshas Vayikra is one mitzvah, Shabbos Parshas Tzav is another mitzvah. It's counted as one mitzvah. So the Rambam in the Klolim, in the Shorashim, writes one of the Klolim is, you don't count all the details of the mitzvahs. So he says, there's a mitzvah to bring a korban mincha, So you don't count melicha as a separate mitzvah. Melicha is a detail within the mitzvah. You maktir, you bring a korban mincha, so you need melicha. Then you look later in the second half of the Rambam counts melicha as a separate mitzvah. So he contradicts himself within the Sefer HaMitzvahs Gufa. First half, he's giving you the klolim, the guiding principles to determine what should be counted. So Rav Avel Soloveitchik says, if you look slowly and carefully, it's not a contradiction. The Rambam, there's a Mishnah Menachos, when the Mishnah says that if you brought a korban mincha, loy malach, you didn't salt it, it's kosher. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah seems to paskin against the Mishnah. He seems to say a difference between a mincha and a murim. If you makter a murim, and you didn't do malicha, so b'di'evid you yotze the emurim, and you didn't do the separate mitzvah malicha. But by mincha, the Rambam sounds like he says that if loy malach is pasul, that the malicha is not a separate mitzvah by mincha. Malicha is a detail, it's a prat within the pratim, and if loy malach, so it's incomplete, so you're not yotze. Masheni came by emurim, when you burn, or by korban oila, that you burn it on the mizbeach, it's a separate mitzvah to do malicha. If he didn't do the malicha, the haktor is kosher, and if felt that mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah malicha. That's how Rav Avela thinks to answer the steer in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Gufa. Very strange, unclear. The Rambam, if that's what he meant, he should have been a little more clear. We have din sorah dvash la sektir memenu yishel Hashem. If you want to bring a mincha on the mizbeach, it says lo se'asa chometz. You have to make sure that it's only matzah all year long, not only on Pesach. All year long. You're not allowed to be makrib, se'or dvash. Se'or means chomis. And dvash, Rashi says, is any pri, b'chol mesikas pri. In the Pita Makturis that's printed in the Siddur, it says, ilu ha'im barbam dvash lo. How does it say? Ein olam yochal amim b'nei recha. It would smell gavaldik. We would chalish, the smell would be tremendous. So why don't we mix in dvash? We would cause it to smell even better. Because the pasuk says, because you're not allowed to. So it says, if you mixed in dvash, you pasled it. So I think a few weeks ago we were discussing, the Menachas Chinuch has a suffix on the mitzvah Pita Makturis. What does that mean? In dosim badvash psolo. It means taka, the whole k'toris is puzzle, and if the mimakter on the mizbech, you won't be yotze. Well, no, psalda means you're not allowed to, you just ruined it, because it has dvash, you're not allowed to be makter it. But if you would be makter it, it wouldn't be puzzle, you would be yotze the mitzvah of haktoris, and you'll be over the avera of la sekter sora dvash, not to be makter. He's not sure how to translate the word psalda in the Brais and the Gemara.
Could be
a mitzvah b'maver. You would have to work that out. Maybe it would be a mitzvah b'maver. Yeah, but the ritva, there's a famous ritva in Sukkah that Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes and Rabbi Chaim quotes. They were contemporaries. They both quote the same ritva. The mitzvah b'maver only applies. The Menachas Chinuch has a lot of kashas on mitzvah b'maver. Has a lot of cases. A person is moilid a mamzer, is a yoytzei piribirivya, it's a mitzvah b'bavera. He was bal eishes ish and they had twins, a boy and a girl. Is a yoytzei, is in a mitzvah b'bavera. Other funny cases like that. So the ritva in Sukkah shows from the Gemara that the only time there's a din a mitzvah b'bavera is if, because with the avera, there's a chaloshem on the cheftza, that is called a cheftza shel avera. But the person did an aver that enabled him to do a mitzvah. That per se is not a mitzvah b'maver. That wouldn't be a mitzvah b'maver. So even after judges, it really, a chefta shel aver cannot be used as a chefta shel mitzvah. So you have to judge in each case. It's really mitzvah b'maver. Yeah. So Rav Zalman Soloveitchik pointed out in this suffix of the Menachas Chinuch, how do you translate the word psolo in the Brais of Pit Makdas? Imdosum badrash psolo. Psola means that the whole cheftza of the k'toris is puzzle, and if you'll be makderit, you'll have an avera of loisaktir mimenu, ki chosor v'chadvash loisaktir mimenu, and you simply won't be yotze the mitzvah at all, the k'toris is psula. Oh no, it's not psula. Psola means you just ruined it, you can't be makderit because you have an avera, but the k'toris per se will be kosher. Why should it be called puzzle just because you mixed in a little zohar dvash? So that was the Menachas Chinuch Sofik. Rav Avraham Soloveitchik pointed out, look in the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush. Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kiddush. The Rambam has a machlokes beferish about this topic. There's a Gemara in the middle of Baba Basra that the yeshivas, they never learn, but the Daf Yomi people learn everything. So the Gemara in the middle of Baba Basra, Amechas HaYayin or something, Amechas HaPer or something. So it says that Yayin Shehela Kmochim, if you have wine sitting around the house too long, so it's going to spoil. It's going to spoil, and it's going to become, it's going to have things floating on the top. It's not going to taste good. It's not going to smell good. So the Gemara says, Yayin Shehela Kmochim is posel anasach agabi hamizbeach, and Yayin that's posel anasach agabi hamizbeach may not be used for Kiddush. So the Gemara says, is that so? Yayin that's posel anasach agabi hamizbeach may not be used for Kiddush, but we have a famous din, Sechet Odom Eshkol Shalanovim. A person can take a cluster of grapes and squeeze it out on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos. That's a malocha told of Dosh. To squeeze it out on Erev Shabbos, very moral of Kiddush Hayom. You can use it for Kiddush on Friday night. And grape juice is not kosher for Nisoch HaYayin Al Gabi HaMizbech. You have to Bakodesh HaSech Nesach Sheikha LaShem. Has to be Midi de Meshaker. Grape juice is not Meshaker. It has no alcohol content. So the Gemara says, how can you have such a klal that whatever Yayin is possible, the Nasach HaGabi HaMizbeach is also possible for Kiddush? It's not true. Grape juice is kosher for Kiddush. And it's possible the Nasach HaGabi HaMizbeach. And the Gemara says, no, it goes on this case, Hela Kemochim. It smells awful and it tastes awful and it has the whole thing is spoiled. So that's no good for Nesachim, that's not good for Kiddush. The Taisa says, those are the ganze din. That's the whole din is Benegeh to Hela Kemochim. And it doesn't apply to any other wine. So the Rambam quotes from the Goinim, not like Tosfos. The Rambam quotes from the Goinim that Yayin Mevushal is Pasul Manasach HaGabi HaMizbeach. Dam Shebishlei also. The Pesukim say you have to do Zrikas HaDam. The Dalar Abayres HaDam Ali Yikuvah. You have to have Shchita Kabbalah HaLocha Zrika. What if the guy wants to purify the Dam before he Zareka the HaMizbeach? So he cooks the Dam and somehow he succeeds in purifying it. Then he Zareka the Dam on the Mizbeach, Dam Avushal. The Gemara says, Yizorg Dam Avushal, you're not Yotze. And that's why we Paskin, there are more Paskins than Yerudea, the Dam Avushal is only Asim Ed Rabbanan. The Chumash says, you're not allowed to eat Chela B'dam, because this is supposed to be Korab Al Gabi HaMizbeach. So since Dam Avushal is Pasul Azrika, Al Gabi HaMizbeach, he won't be Yotze the carbon if you Zorg Dam Avushal. So Dam Avushal is only an Isad Rabbanan. There's no Isad Rais on Dam Avushal. Yayim Mevushal also is possible on Asach HaGabi HaMizbeach. Let's see, Emurim also. Let's see, he's supposed to be Makdir Emurim HaGabi HaMizbeach. Let's say he's first going to cook the Emurim. After he cooks them in water, then he's going to Makdir on HaMizbeach. So the Gemara says, you're not Yotze. It has to be Reach Nichayach. If it's cooked already, then it's not going to be a Reach Nichayach. It has to be raw. And then it'll give off a strong smell. So the din is that Yayim Mevushal is possible on Asach HaGabi HaMizbeach. So the Rambam follows the Goenim, the Yayim Mevushal is pasul for Kiddush. We're all mekel, we all use pasteurized wine. Pasteurized wine, the Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says all the pasteurized wine is cooked to the point of Yatzol Edisboy. So it's all called Yayim Mevushal. The Tzelem Erob, Zuchan Levroch, used to give the Hashgacha on the Kedem wine, didn't agree. His opinion was that it's only called Yayim Mevushal, that is posel and asach hagavi hamizbech and posel the kiddush, according to the Rambam, that's only if you cooked it till 2:12 and it starts to evaporate. But if you just cooked it till yatzo lettuce, so then it's not called yayin mevushal. So he has kerem wine has different bottles. Some of the bottles say mevushal, some of the bottles say ena mevushal. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said it's not correct. He said they're all mevushal. All of the wine that's pasteurized is all heated till after the point of Yatzal Edisboy, so everything is considered Yayin Mevushal. In Shulchan Aruch, the Be'er Agron, Moshe Feinstein quotes in Shulchan Aruch, the Be'er Agron, Hilchas Tam Yenam, quotes a suffix from the Ur Zaruah. How hot do you have to cook the wine that it should be considered Yayin Mevushal? Yayin Mevushal, because it's Pasal Anasach Agabi HaMizbeach, so the minig used to be that of the Avodah Zarah wouldn't pour it for Avodah Zarah either. So that's why the Gemara has a din. What if you have kosher wine that was manufactured by Jews? It's handled by non-Jew. So usually the prohibition against Stam Yenam is Mishum Ben Aseihem. We're afraid if we'll drink wine that was manufactured by non-Jews, we may enjoy it so much, we may decide to marry their daughter in order to have a lifetime supply of the wine that they manufacture. So that's why you're not allowed to drink Stam Yenam, because of Mishum Ben Aseihem. What about if it's kosher wine manufactured by Jews and the non-Jews handle it? So what, I'm going to marry his daughter because he pours the wine for me? Why should I marry his daughter? So the Gemara says, no, that's also because of chashash nisuch. So then the Gemara says, if it's wine manufactured by Jews and handled by non-Jews, the old prohibition is only because of chashash nisuch. So if it's yayin mevushal, since the din is in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't pour yayin mevushal. Agabi HaMizbech, it's pasul. Yayin mevushal is pasul, nanasach agabi HaMizbech. So the minig by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah was also, they would never use yayin mevushal. So the Chachamim were never gozer on yayin mevushal, maga akum. If a non-Jew will take water and pour it in front of Avodah Zarah, the water will become tekrubis if he actually pours it. Anything can become tekrubis. But the minig was that the Chachamim only prohibited maga akum on stam yenam. They only prohibited maga akum on yayin, because that was the common practice. There used to be menasach yayin for Avodah Zarah. Then the common practice was they were never menasach yayin mevushal, just like by us. Yayin mevushal is pasul menasach, so by them they never used to pour. So the Ozura writes in Suffolk, how high do you have to cook the wine that it should be considered yayin mevushal, so maga akum wouldn't tasa. Is it sufficient if you cooked it till it's lukewarm? Should I say hepshero zehu bishuloi or not? So the Ozura is mesupik about poshrim. If you heated the wine, then it's only lukewarm. So he says, well, the Ozura comes to the conclusion, well, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Gemara has a suffix, and the Gemara concludes, hepshero lo zehu bishuloi. If you cook water or any other beverage till it's only lukewarm, that's not enough. You have to cook it till it's yatzaledus. No one says you have to cook water till mali resicha, till 2:12. To violate the Issa Bishul on Shabbos. If you cook the water till Yatzo lettuce, that's Bishul. So the Ozeru is Machmer. It's only called Yayin Mevushal, the Magakim would Nasser, if you heated it till the point of Yatzo lettuce, and Poshim is not enough. But to say you have to heat it till it's Malar Resicha, till it starts to evaporate, the Moshe said no one ever had such a Havamina. So he thought that the Tzela Merob was wrong, that all the pasteurized wine is all considered Yayin Mevushal. So again, so the Rambam writes that Rambam with the Goyim, they both agree, Yayin Mevushal is pasul akiddush because it's pasul anasach agabi hamizbeach. Common practice is that everybody violates that Rambam. We follow the Tosfos. When the Gemara in the middle of Bava Basra made this equation, whatever Yayin is pasul anasach agabi hamizbeach is pasul for kiddush, the Gemara only meant if it's helak mochim. If it's spoiled and it smells awful and it tastes awful, so that's not good for kiddush. They never meant Yayin Mevushal. But the Rambam quotes the Goyim, Yayin Mevushal is not good. Then the Rambam has a machlokes with the Goyim, what would be the din if you have Yayin she'eino mevushal, but you mixed in sugar. If you mixed in sugar. So if you would have wine, you would mix in sugar, you wouldn't be allowed to be menasech et agabi hamizbeach. So should that din carry over here to Kiddush or not? So the Rambam holds that it does carry over. Yayin she'ira by sora dvash. Just like it's pasul anasach agavi hamizbeach, it's pasul the kiddush, and the goyim hold not so. The Avelva L'Soloveitchik explained the machlekes, the goyim and the Rambam is exactly the two svaros of the Minchas Chinuch. It says in Meirim, but dvash, if you mixed in dvash psola, you pasul the carbon. What do you mean you pasul? Means the a carbon sheyesh b'sor dvash is a carbon pasul? Well, no, it's not a carbon pasul. You're not allowed to be makter it on the mizbeach. So by kiddush, if you say, if you mixed in Sora Dvash, the Yayin is pasul, the Ktoris is pasul, so the wine for Kiddush is pasul, so it's Yayin that's pasul on Asach, Hagabi HaMizbech. If it's pasul for Nisuch, so it's pasul for Kiddush. But the Goyim hold not, so the Goyim hold Yayin Mevushal is pasul on Asach, Hagabi HaMizbech. Yayin Sheyesh Bo Sora Dvash, you're not allowed to be makta because it's a lav. You're not allowed to be makter it. But not that the yayin becomes possible. The yayin is still kosher, but you'll do an avera if you'll do it. But there is no avera to have sugar in the, let's say have a chunk of sugar. Let's say the wine, the cup of wine is not mole. I have a reveal of wine, but it doesn't fill up the whole becher, so it doesn't look nice. So I should put in something in the becher set to elevate the level of the wine that it should look mole. So what if I have sugar cubes? I put a couple of sugar cubes in the cup, so the wine level will be elevated, so it looks mole. So that's yayin that I put in sora dvash. Is there an aveira of sora dvash? No aveira sora dvash. The aveira is on the agabi hamizbech. There's no aveira here. But if yayin sheyeshba, if a carbon sheyeshba sora dvash is a carbon pasul, then according to the Rambam, I just pasul the whole wine. So the Rambam holds that it's the korban pasul. The Rambam says ir b'tzor dvash. He holds that you're not allowed to use it for kiddush because psala means literally korban shesh b'tzor dvash is pasul. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim. It's unusual. The Rambam rarely quotes a machlekes. The Rambam writes in the beginning of the Mishnah and Torah. He's not going to quote machlekes. He's just going to give one psak. But every so often he does quote a machlekes. This is one of the rare cases. The Rambam writes the Gaonim were of the opinion that yain shir b'tzor dvash may be used for Kiddush, and he disagrees. He holds that you cannot use it for Kiddush. That Yain Sheesh, but carbon Sheesh, but Sarah Dvash is the whole carbon is possible.
Our wines have sugar in it?
Our wines, most of the heavy wines, yeah, have a lot of sugar added. A lot of sugar added, unless you buy an expensive wine. But let's say Kedem wines, some of them say heavy. Some, even those that don't say heavy, it's a. They have a lot of sugar added. So Mr. Herzog, who is the owner of Kedem, has a chiddush that he may be right. Where does he take the sugar from? See, he takes sugar from other wines. He processes wine, and he gets sugar from the wine, and he mixes it into here. So that's what makes it so thick. So he tightens, and he may be that he's right. He says when you have the sugar added, that means sugar from some other source, sugar cane, from some other beets, clays, wherever you get sugar from. But if you have sugar from other wine, so you're not allowed to mix wine with wine. Okay, could be that he's right. That was his chiddush. Abalabas, that was his chiddush.
But if we don't follow the other Rambam about the pasteurization,
it's the same issue. Yeah, everybody uses pasteurizer. It is available. Wine is available, non-pasteurized. There is such wine. It's much more expensive. Yeah. So if you want to be machmir for the Rambam, you got to be machmir to have non-pasteurized wine. Yeah. But if all our wine pasteurized, it's a lamal of lamurit if you're adding the sugar. It's already possible, according to the Rambam and the Gaonim, if it's mevushal.
Is there a reason to be kosheish like the tzalam or rav, or no?
He thinks so. Rav Moshe disagrees. Okay. Rav Moshe disagreed. He said, you look in the Rishonim. What are you making up your own chum? You look in the Rishonim. The Azura only had a sophic about poishrim. But once he reached the point of Yatzalev, he says, Mavushal. That was Rav Moshe's time. Pasteurized wine is not Mavushal. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had an idea that Yayim Mavushal. There's no din of maga akum, is only if when you taste it, you can tell that it's inferior. But our yayim mevushal adarabe, when the OU does a special run sometimes in a non-kosher wine factory, they kasher the whole place, and they want to make wine, they want to make mevushal, because a lot of Jews have non-religious relatives coming up, so they want to have yayim mevushal. So the companies sometimes adopt that method of making the bishul, and they do it on the tray for wines also. They say it improves the flavor of the wine. It doesn't detract from the flavor of the wine. Taisus in the last perek in Psochim, and Avri Psochim, Taisus quotes Rashi. We don't have this Rashi. Taisus quotes Rashi's Psach, the Yai Mavushal Oshahakal. It's Ishtani Ligri Yusso. Yai Mavushal is Ishtani Ligri Yusso. Let's say you have... an orange. In America, people eat oranges normal. Eat a raw orange. Let's say someone will take an orange and he'll cook it. And it tasted better when it was raw than cooked. So the Gemara says that Tishtani Ligriyusa. So then you say Shahakal is considered a synthetic food. And it no longer retains the status of a fruit or a vegetable. You don't say Ha'adam, you don't say Shah. You don't say Ha'aitz, you say Shahakalan. So Rashi's opinion is that Yai Mavushal is considered Ishtani Ligri Yusa and the Brocha Shahakal. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. Taisa in Arvi Psochin quotes this Psak of Rashi. We don't have it. Rashi in his commentary on the Gemara doesn't say. But Taisa quotes the Psak of Rashi and Taisa disagrees. Taisa thinks that even though the Gemara says that, that Yai Mavushal is Garua, when Yan Shein Mavushal, but it's not that Garua that it should be considered Ishtani Ligri Yusa, that you lose the original bracha. Yeah, here we have the mitzvah that you have to put salt on all the karbonos. I'll call karboncha takrid melach. And the pasuk says even on a karbon mincha you have to have melach. In Yoredeya there's a discussion when you salt the flesh in order to remove the blood, can you use sugar instead of salt to remove the blood. So the Pischa Tshuva has a discussion. Then the Achrenim have a discussion. So the Nesibis was a misnagit. Nesibis Rebbe Kivega, both contemporary, their book Misnagdim. That was the beginning of the Hasidish movement, the early 1800s. And they were both blessed with sons-in-law who were Chassidim. So the Nesibis' son-in-law was a Rav in Sochatchov. There was overlap. The Avnei Nezer was the Rebbe, Sochatchov Rebbe, the same time that the son-in-law of the Nesibis was the Rav in Sochatchov. So he quotes a few things from the son-in-law. So one of the things that he quotes is that the son-in-law of the Nesibis claims in the name of his father that the mitzvah called Karbon Chatakrev Melech can be fulfilled either by putting salt or by putting sugar. It doesn't make a difference. Salt and sugar are basically the same thing, just has a slightly different flavor. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that that's a joke. He thinks that it couldn't be the Nesibis said such a thing. True, there's a discussion in Poskin, can you salt flesh by using sugar? Maybe sugar has the same properties as salt. Maybe it'll accomplish to remove the blood. But for the purpose of Kol Menchos Chatakrev Melech, Kol Kabon Chatakrev Melech, he thought that there has to be salt. Can't be yotze with sugar. Can't put sugar, yeah. Hatela. Avada doesn't make sense. No, from the Nesibis, from his father-in-law. Quoted his father, no one would care about, but he quotes it from the Nesibis. So that's why the Soch Chavarev, the Avnei Nezer, thinks that he must have heard wrong. Then there's another famous thing. He said in the name of the Nesibis, when the Chedusha Harim passed away, so the son-in-law of the Nesibis was a Chassidisha, so he delivered a hesped. And he felt that his hesped was such a knockout hesped, he printed it in a separate sefer. And the end of the sefer, he had extra pages left there. So Kadesh Shalom Lahotzi Hanayor Cholok, in order not to waste the empty pages, so he wrote Miktsas Chidusha Torah and Hilchas Avelus. So Hilchas Avelus in Yeridah starts with Tumas Kohanim. So he quotes, he heard from his father-in-law, the author of the Nesibis, there's a machlokes hatanoim whether meisi akam amitami ba'ohel or not. So both the Mechaber and the Ramah both write that it's nochon lochush lahachmir not to be in the oil ames of a meisi akam, because after the tanoim and after the rishonim paskan meisi akam amitami ba'ohel, so you shouldn't be in oil ames. So the son-in-law, this the Maharuch, this the son-in-law of the Nesibis, writes in his sefer at the end of the hesped on the Chedusha Rim, he claims he heard from his father-in-law that the chumrah only applies to three kinds of ohel. There's an if I'm leaning over the mace, that's one ohel. Or if I sit here and someone carries the mace directly above me, the mace is mahil on me or I'm mahil on the mace, then the ohel hamshacha. If I'm over here and the mace is over there and there's one roof in common that we both share, so that's called ohel hamshacha. The tumah is nimshach under the ohel. So the Nesibis is quoted by the son-in-law as having said that the Chumra in Shulchan Aruch to be careful not to be metamel the mace akam ba'oil only goes on if you mahil on the mace, but oil amshacha, that's okay. So there were communities in Europe where that was the practice. I think Ramoshe writes, Ramoshe used to tell people where he came from, that was the practice. And many gedolim thought that the son-in-law must have had wax in his ear. He must have heard wrong, that it doesn't make any sense. Well, he quoted in the name of the Nesibis the reason why, because oil hamshoch is only midirabonim. Oil derice is only if you're mahal on the mace. Oil hamshoch, if you're both under the same roof, that's only midirabonim. So that's it. They said for sure, that's a mistake. That's not correct. There's such a shach in Yerideya, so they say that's a misprint in the shach. The shach, there's no misprint, that the tzion, ois tezvav, or whatever it is, was printed on the wrong line in the Shulchan Aruch. So it sounds as if the Shach wrote that the Tumah, Oil HaMshach, is only with the Rabbanon. That can't be. That's really their right. But others do follow. One of the Rabbanon in Europe wrote a whole Sefer, Taharas HaPsochem, I think it's called, all about that, to disagree with the Nesivis and son-in-law that it can't be. Once he wrote about that, so he wrote about the other Dinim of Tumah Soil as well. One of the successful melamdim in Europe used to teach young children, published a sefer, how to be successful in chinuch, how to teach. So he says, when you teach young children Chumash, you have to bog them down with every single din in the Gemara. You just give a superficial, give Pshuto Shel Mikra. So he gives an example. If you're teaching Parshas Vayikra, and you read Nefesh Kisechta Bishgoga Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, so the Torah Shabbat Pes says that the Korban Chatas only applies if a person did an Aver B'shoigig, which if he would have done it in Mezid, there would have been a Chi of Koris. Let's say he cheated in business B'shoigig, or he spoke Lashon Hara B'shoigig. So he brings the Korban Chatas. No, you only bring it, it's probably B'mezid. Probably spoke the Lashon Hara B'mezid, he cheated in business B'mezid. But even if it's really B'shoigig, he doesn't bring a Korban Chatas. The Halacha says Korban Chatas only, Adovish has done a Koris, B'shoigig Vasa Chatas. So the Malamed says, when I teach Chumash, that's a detail. I don't get involved in all the details. So he printed this. So he sent a copy of a sefer to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He was a contemporary Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim sent him back a letter, which he printed later, which is available now. Rav Chaim said, what do you mean? If you don't tell the children that it's a dovish has done a kares, they don't understand the first thing about the Chumash. You don't have to tell all the other details of the halacha, but you have to tell what avera did he do b'shoigig. So Rav Chaim disagreed. He said, this is crucial. You have to say it's only an avera. Dovish has done a chorus of Shigigos Achat. Otherwise, you're just misrepresenting the pasuk. That's a big problem when people go into chinuch. It's a serious problem. How much of the Torah Shabbat Peh? You have to introduce some parts of Torah Shabbat Peh. One of the rabbanim who used to be in Manhattan Day School asked Rabbi Rav Soloveitchik years ago. Rabbi Rafin asked Rav Soloveitchik years ago. Can the Malamdim and the younger grades just teach the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the Chumash, without adding on Torah Shabbat Peh? So he said he doesn't think it's a good idea. It'll be like a Christian Bible. If you don't give certain parts of Torah Shabbat Peh, the children don't understand anything. You have to give certain parts of Torah Shabbat Peh, you have to add on. You have to add on everything, but certain parts are absolutely crucial. Yeah. Poshup Shad Olam Shacha. That's the Poshup Shad Olam Shacha. Yeah. I don't know. That's what he claims in the name of his father. Yeah, we have Dovash Zona Chorus as Shigigos Achatos. What if a person. And when does he bring Achatos? Ahodi Lov Chatos Ashachatole. If he realizes that he did an Avera. So Taisus and Shvuah is Dav Dalid. Omer Aleph points out, "Ohoide lav chatosoi, v'noida chatos u'shochato aleh." Says a few times by chatos. You have to have "Ohoide lav chatosoi." You need idea sachet in order to be chay ben a chatos. The Taisa says a chatos is not bo ben edim and adova. Chatos not bo ben edim and adova. So let's say a person on Matzoi Shabbos is nervous. He thinks maybe he was mechal Shabbos. He's a bal tshuva. He does not hilchos Shabbos. Says for sure it must have been mechal Shabbos. So he's mafresh a korban chatos. Then the next day he goes to a class on Sunday. He finds out, yes, he was Mechal Shabbos. He did something at home that he's not allowed to do. Then he brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash on Monday and the makir of the korban. But he was never magdashid after he realized that he did the aver. He was mafresh the chatas before he even had the idea sachet. He was just nervous. He's a bal tshuva. I probably was Mechal Shabbos. But he doesn't know what. He doesn't know what the malachas are. And after he had the idea sachet, he was never magdash the chatas. So Taisa says that it's chulam bazar. Achatas is not bo ben edim and adova. Not only can't you be makrivet, you can't even be magdashit until you know that you're mechuyev. So hoide lov chatasai is a tenai in the chiyev. You're not mechuyev to bring achatas until you have yidi asachet. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman points out, there's a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara quotes a braisa that hoide lov chatasai velo sheyodiyuhu acherim. If an eidechot is neman b'yisurim. So if an Eidechot comes and tells me, let's say the waiter in the restaurant tells me, I went to a kosher restaurant and they served me a steak, then the waiter in Eidechot comes and he tells me, Achalta Chelev. So the Gemara says, I don't have to bring Achatos. Ahodolav Chatosa means, if I have Yidi Yisachet, Velo Shiyodiyu Acherim. If another person tells me not, unless two, Omelo Shnaim Achalta Chelev. Two people tell me, that's called Yidiyah. So Rabbi Chanan says, you see from that Gemara, that whenever you need Yidiyah, so Yediyah has to be two Eidim. Eid Echot is Neman B'Yisurim. You know you according to what Eid Echot says, but that's not considered Yediyah. So he says, now he understands the Rosh in the end of Moed Kotten, in the third parak of Moed Kotten, you have all the Dinim of Avela. So the Rosh quotes a lot from the Maharam Rutenberg, his Rebbe. Maharam Rutenberg wrote a separate sefer on Hilchas Avelus. So the Maharam has a chiddush. If an Eid Echad tells a person that a relative died, does he observe Avelis based on the Eid Echad? So why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't you say Eid Echad Nehme Bisurim? So the Maharam Rutmerk says you observe Avelis for a different reason. He says because it's a milsa da'avida l'gluy loy m'shakri enshi. Why is an Eid Echad believed to say Meis Baila? Meis Baila is a davisha b'yerva. You should really require two kosher Eidim. So why is Eid Echad, even Eid Echad pasal Nehman? So the Gemara says milsa da'avida l'gluy loy m'shakri enshi. The guy's not going to tell you a lie. It's going to be discovered whether the husband is alive or dead. So people are not going to tell a lie. Years ago, maybe today no longer applies. Years ago, people would be dead embarrassed to be caught red-handed in a lie. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he's not so convinced that it still applies today. That there's such a Yiridus Adoris, people lie and they don't get flustered when you catch them in a lie. So the Maram Rutmerk says, if an Edecha comes and says, Meis Pliny, and you should observe Avelis, he's Neman because of Milsa David Legaloy Mishakri. So Rachon says, why didn't he say Yedech and Nemisurim? Why does he have to command? You need Milsa David Legaloy by Meis Baila because Meis Baila is Dovish Bierva. But here it's just plain Avelis. Avelis is Yedech and Nemisurim. So he says, no, because the din is by Avelis. The Avelis doesn't begin until you have Yediyah. There's Shmo Kroiva and there's Shmo Rechoika. Shmo Kroiva means this of the living relative found out about it within 30 days after the kvura of the nifter. And Shmor Rechoka means the living relatives found out about it after 30 days after the kvura. But you see from the Gemara, Tzara Shavah Shebehem, that the Mechayiv of Avelis is Yediyas Avelis. You have to have a Yediyah. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say, I know I'm a doctor and I just left the hospital. I know that a patient died. And I made up to take that patient's son to a wedding tonight. We're going to dance together in a wedding. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't have to tell him that his father died. He may be upset why I didn't tell him. But if I don't tell him and I take him to the wedding and we dance together, there's no violation of Lifnei V'Lisitei Michshol. Because Kol Zman that he didn't hear the idea of the death of the relative, there's no Chiyuv Avelis at all. There are certain cases, let's say, I'll give you non-kosher food and I'll say, whatever you don't know won't hurt you. No, that's not true. Non-kosher food is an aveira, even if you don't know that it's non-kosher. But there are certain dinim where the idea of the aveira is crucial. So one of them is by avelus, if you have no yediyas avelus, so there's no chiyav avelus at all. And one of them is orla b'chutzlaretz. Gemara has a rule that sofik orla b'chutzlaretz is mutter, even if you should assume. Gemara has a machlekes amarayim, whether orla b'chutzlaretz is really a strange din. The Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, all the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs atliyas ba'aretz. Chavis karka is only in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs atliyas ba'aretz don't apply in Chutz La'aretz. With a few exceptions to the rule. So it says one of the exceptions is, Orla is mehaloche. So what does that word mean, mehaloche? The Gemara has a machlokes amarayim. Is it mehilchas medina, means that it's mederabbanan? Or is it no? Halacha means halacha l'moshe misinai, that it's a deraisa. So the Gemara asks, well, there's a Mishnah in Orla that says, Safak Orla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. So it does not show that it's only midirabban. If it would have been menatero, so you should have said Safak deraisa l'chumra. So the Gemara says wrong. Even if one should assume that Orla b'chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe misinai, b'kach nemra halacha, that's part of the halacha l'moshe misinai, that Safak Orla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. So Rabbi Chana Basman explains a whole essay about this. He explains that Yediyas Ha'orla, Yediyas Aveira, is a condition in the Niyog Aveira. If you don't know, other Macholas Hasuris, if you don't know, it's still an Aveira. But by Orla, Kach Nemer Haloche, Kozman, you don't have a Yediyah Vadois, then there's no Issa. So that's why the Gemara tells Amaroyim, who had vineyards where they had Orla, so they used to give the food to someone else, to their buddies, to eat. They just didn't tell him. To give chazah to someone else is lifnei iver, even though he doesn't know that it's chazah. But to give orla b'chutz la'aretz, that's permissible, because as long as the other guy doesn't know, whatever he does know won't hurt him. Because yediyas ha'orla is a condition in the yisur. Then he said the same is regarding mamzeris. The Gemara says, menatar safik mamzer is mutter. Why? Because yediyas ha'mamzeris is a condition in the nihog ha'yisur. If the person is a mamzish, a sofik mamzer, a mamzer sheni yodua, is muta. And even though in the Rabbanon they were machmer by sofik mamzer, that shtuki vasufi, a sofik mamzer, so the yasad sofik mamzer in the Rabbanon, but it's a mamzer sheni yodua, it's even muta in the Rabbanon. The Gemara says the Rabbi Yudah Hanasi told the students not to marry certain families, because there's mamzeris over there. But he didn't tell the people, he didn't tell the public that they shouldn't marry. Whatever they don't know won't hurt them. Mamzer sheni do as mutalov bekol. But he didn't want his talmidim to marry them because ein ashrin yeshara el al mishpachas miyachas shabisos. He wanted his talmidim to have a possibility of their children having hashuas hashrinah. So if they're going to be mamzerim, even though there's no isa mamzeris, it's not a mishpacha miyachas shabisos, so the shchinah won't be sure. But you have in all of these cases, you have by, so Rabbi Chana starts off his essay with the Tosfos and Shavuos Dalet, Hoydalev Chatos, you need Yediyas Hachet to be Mechayev and a Korban Chatos. Then he said, you need Yediyas by Orla B'chutzlot, you need Yediyas by Avelis, you need Yediyas by Mamzeres. All of these halachas require Yediyas. Yediyas is a condition in the halach.
There's
a machlokes hatayim. What if he contradicts them? What if he says lo yachalti? That's a machlokes. But if he says okay, I don't know one way or the other. If he's masking with them, so then he's chayv chatos. He doesn't know. He says I don't know anything about it, and they say yes, achalta chayv. So then they all agree that he's chayv chatos. If he contradicts them, that's the machlokes that we had earlier on Rav Gimel. That's machlokes increases, yeah. Regarding the Sawyer Nossi, the special chatos that the Nossi brings, so the Gemara in Harius has all these dinim, the first paragraph in Harius. So the Gemara Harius quotes Reb Yudah HaNossi, Rebbe asked Reb Chia, Kagon Ano, Mahu B'Sawyer. Reb Yudah HaNossi was not the Melech, he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, the way most learn the Pshat, Kagon Ano, I am the Rosh HaSanhedrin, but I have the din of Sawyer Nasi. Is that only applicable to the Asher Nasi Yechto? Is that only applicable to the Melech, and I'm not a Melech? Or should it even apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin? So Reb Chia answered him, it only applies to the Melech, because the Pasuk says Asher Nasi Yechto, Vosa Achaz B'Kol Mitzvah Sashem Alakov. Mishein L'mayla M'Emanuel Hashem Alakov. The top man in the community is the Melech. The Rosh HaSanhedrin is in Sarara position, is below. He knows I learn better than the Melech, but in Sarara he's below the Melech. So the Melech is the top man in the community. So Ein L'mayla M'Emanuel El Hashem Alakov. The one on top of him is only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not the highest authority. Yesterday, Mr. Joel was discussing it. So he wanted to borrow some things from the Yeshiva Museum. So he called on the phone. He wanted to hang them in his apartment in Riverdale. So they told him on the telephone, well, we have to consult the highest authority. And the Yeshivas, I said, well, I think I am the highest authority. So he said, okay. So that's a shayla. Who is the highest authority here? So the halacha says the Nasi means the Melech, Mishael Amalu, El Hashem Alakov, the highest authority in the Jewish community. The Rosh HaSanhedrin is not. So the Ramban Achumish has a suffix. What about regarding Nasi B'Amcha Lo Sa'or and Parshas Mishpatim? There's a lav, Mekalal Odom Yisrael, if you curse anybody, there's a lav, Lo Sikalal Cheresh, means you're not even allowed to curse a deaf person who can't hear. But it's not a special lav for a Cheresh. Not even allowed to curse a deaf person. You curse anybody, there's a lav. And then there's an added lav, Elikim Lo Sikalal. If a person has smicha, Elikim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megadef, and Elikim means Loshen Chol, a Dayan Samuch. And then there's a pasuk, Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'or. You're not allowed to curse the Melech. So what if someone is the Rosh HaSanhedrin? It would appear from this, the Ramban writes, it would appear from this Gemara that Rabbi Esra Pchia Kegon Ano Ma'u B'Sor but Rabbi Mechuyev Sawyer Nasi, the Gemara in the first paragraph of Arius, that the Rosh HaSanhedrin is also the Nasi, but he doesn't have the din of Sawyer, he doesn't have this din of Sawyer Nasi, because Yesh L'mayla Menu, the Melech is above the Rosh HaSanhedrin, but when you get to the din of Mekalov, Nasi b'yamcha lo sa'or, not to curse the Nasi, maybe that even applies to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Ramban writes he's not sure. You look in the Rambam writes like that. Nishkin Sofi, the Rambam writes, the lav of Nasi b'yamcha lo sa'or applies not only to the Melech, to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Because the Rambam quotes a braisa, I think it's the Mechilta de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rambam quotes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he quotes it, and the Mishnah Torah quotes it. The Rambam holds that there's a separate law for Mekalel Ovi V'Imo, even though there's no separate pasuk. We spoke about when we learned Parshas Mishpatim. So the Rambam says, if you curse anybody, Mekalel Ovi Yisrael is loike once. If it's his father, so he gets twice Malkus, his father, and he's a Jewish person. If his father has smicha, so it's a third aver, lekim loisekal. And if his father's the Rosh HaSanhedrin, then he violated four averes, he gets four times Malkus. That's what the Rambam quotes from Mechilta, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a very difficult Rambam, because Mekalel Ovi Yisrael is normally b'misa. And whatever a person, let's say a guy's Mechal Shabbos, Erver Avod Zorah, and they warned him, but the people, they ate him, warned him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we're going to give you Malkus. They don't want to give him Misa, they're friendly, they want to give him Malkus. So that's a Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And we pass, can that Lab Shanitan Lasaurus Misa is Beznein like Malkus? You don't give Malkus. And Avera that sometimes warrants Misa, so even if they didn't give Hasrala Misa, you can't give any Malkus. How can the Rambam quote this Mechilta to Rabbi Shimba Yechai? He follows Rabbi Shmuel Shita. That Mekalel Ovi V'Imoy, they gave him Hasroch and Malkus, gets Malkus. Get four times Malkus. How can it be? The Malkus from Mekalel Ovi V'Imoy is a lap shenit on Lasaurus Mrs. Bezen. So that's a Pella. Why the Rambam quotes that La Halacha? That's what he quotes. The Pella and the Rambam. He quotes that La Halacha. So he said, the Rambam writes Beferish, the Ramban Achumish is Mesupik, whether the Lav of Nasib Yamcha Lasaur applies to the Rosh HaSanhedrin and Roni to the Melech. And the Rambam writes that it does apply, that the only exceptions over here by Soyer Nasi is restricted to the Melech, because Mishael Manuel Hashem Elokov, only the highest authority. You have the Dinim Avoil of the Yerid. All of the Yerid means a Korban. I remember I had a professor in taught Bible in the college. He thought all of the Yerid has something to do with the 15 steps in the Azor between the Ezra's Noshim and the Ezra's Israel. Olav Yared has nothing to do with the elevators. In Yiddish, you call an elevator an Olav Yared. That's a joke. An Olav Yared is a korban Olav Yared. If the person can afford it, he brings the more expensive korban. If he can't afford it, he brings the less expensive korban. Can't even afford that, he brings bedali dalas. So here in Parshas Vayikra, you have three averis. You have Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, you have Shvuas Bitoy, and you have Shvuas Eidus. So these three averis, if he can afford it, he brings Achatas Beim. If he can't afford it, he brings achatas ha'oif and oilas ha'oif, and if he can't even afford that, then he brings aminchas choyte. So you have ashiras dalos and dali dalos, the three categories. And then you have by yoledes and by mitzora, there's also oil of yored, but there are only two categories. If you can afford it, you bring bashiras. If you can't afford it, you bring bedalos, and there is no third category. And the Mishnayos increases talk a lot about that. Ashiras dalos, dali dalos, and there it's only ashiras bedalos. So that's the institution of oil of the yard. One of the averis, one of the three averis for which you bring an oil of the yard is shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui means a person took a shvua not to eat potato chips, and then vanilla man forgot all about it, and he goes and he eats the potato chips. So he violated the shvua. So he has to bring achatas oil of the yard. Nefesh kisishova levati bisvasayim, vanilla man of yod of yoshem, then he brings achatas oil of the yard. To violate a shvua is considered much more serious an aver than violating an neder. Neder is a regular aver. Shvua is from the averus achamuris. So you chayv achata sol of yored for that. So the Gemara has halachas based on this phrase: nefesh kisushova levate bisvasaim. Amar Shmuel, Gemara Shvua is avchavav. And based Amar Shmuel, goma believer, if a person made up his mind, he was machlid bedaito to accept upon himself a shvua. It's not binding. He has to pronounce it with his lips, and calls money, doesn't say it, so then the Shavua is not binding. So the Rosh in Tainis quotes the Rabbein Tam. We don't have it in Tainis. The Rosh in Tainis quotes the Rabbein Tam as saying that if a person wants to fast a day, he should be Mekabel Tainis b'mincha shalafonim. When he davens mincha the day before, he should take a net of Tainis at the end of the Shmona Esrei. So the Rabbeinu Tam had a chiddush. It's not necessary to say b'peh. If he has b'machshava, it'll also be binding. Neder the tainus b'machshava is also binding. So you look in the poskim, there seem to be three totally different understandings of what the Rabbeinu Tam said. So the Trumas Hadeshin understood, Rab Chaim Moshe has a tshuva about this. He quotes the different interpretations. So the Trumas Hadeshin understood Rabbeinu Tam saying a fantastic chiddush, that the din of levate bisfasayim, that Shmuel says in Shvuah's Daf Chavav, Goma Beliba is not binding. Tzorach Laretz Bisvasa is only by Shvuah. By Neder, there's no need for Dibur. A Neder Belev is Chal. So Nidre Tainis a Neder, it's not a Shvuah. So a Neder Belev is always Chal. We do not hold like that. At first, Mekabel a Neder Belev, we don't pass on like that. But that's what some held. Also, Neder Tzedakah Belev is a Machloikis, and there are more Paskins both in Hilchot Tzedakah and in Choshe Mishpot that Neder Tzedakah Belev is Chal. So there are three explanations, there are two explanations why. Here there are three, and there are two. So some say because that's not a Shvuah, it's a Neder, and Neder doesn't need Levati B'Sosa. So the Pashto says we don't accept that. We hold that Neder and Shvuah need Dibur. So how then can you explain this by the Tainis? So others explain Tainis, because we have a posik in Divrei HaYomim called the Gemara says on that daf on Chavav and Beis, even though we learn from the posik that in Yoni Haflor require dibur, Haflor means something Neder Shvuah Nizirus Hakdesh Zerich and Charam and all that needs Amira. That's what it means. Levatis Fasaim is Kiafli Linda Neder Nozel Hashem. Rashi writes Kiafli Yifarish Bisvasov Parle Balas. Rashi writes to speak. So even though all the Yoni Haflon need Amira, so the Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Afrasha's Truma. The Pasuk says in Parashas Karf, Nechshol Lachem Truma Aschen. Truma Nitelus B'machshova, Truma Schal B'machshova. And the other one is the Korban Oilu. Because the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYomim, Kol Nediv Lev Oilu Seviu. Those who are Menadev in their hearts to bring a Korban Oilu, brought it. So the Gemara derives from that Pasuk, these are the two Shnei Ksuvim HaBoin Ke'echot, two exceptions to the rule, that in Yoni Haflo, Achal, with Machshava, even though there was no Amir, even though there was no Dibur. So that's a question, what's included in that pasuk called Nidiv Levoi L'Saviv? So some poskim say, Nidre Tainis are considered, that's what the Rabbin and Tam meant to say, Nidre Tainis have the same status as a Korban. Because the Gemara in Brachis, in the end of the second parak, says that some of the Amoraim, when they would fast the Tainis, at the end of the day, when they would daven in Mincha, in the Shmon Esrei, they would say, that I lost a little weight by fasting a whole day, so I lost a little blood and I lost a little fat, so that should be considered as if the chalev was brought on the mizbech, as if the dam was sprinkled on the mizbech. So there is a concept, apparently, I'm going to get to several details, that the fasting at Tainus is in a certain sense considered a form of akrovas akorban. So based on the pasuk called Nadiv Levoi L'Seviu, that a neder b'lev is chal to bring a carbon, so neder b'lev, that's a rabbi, and that's all the rabbi and Tam meant to say. And neder b'lev, to fast the tainus, would also be chal, because it's like a carbon. If you say like that, then it wouldn't apply to tzedakah. And the third pshat, that's the most popular pshat. Rabbi and Tam didn't mean to say such a sweeping statement. Every neder b'lev is chal. That's way too much. And he didn't mean such a restrictive position. Only carbon, and tainus is like a carbon. He meant any dvar mitzvah. You learn out from the pasuk Kol Nediv Levoi L'Seviu that any neder l'dvar mitzvah is chal b'leiv. And neder l'dvar mitzvah is chal b'leiv. So that's what we assume, that minhogim are binding midirabbanan. The Gemara says minig is binding midirabbanan mitam neder. That's how the Ran in the Durm, that Pei Amin Beis, quotes the Balei HaTosfos, who read the Gemara like that. The Rambam in the Tshuva is a whole different shot. The Rambam says the Gemara didn't mean to say minhagim are binding. It's permissible to introduce minhagim, and it's not a violation of Baal Tosif. Just like a neder sounds a little bit like a violation of Baal Tosif, but it's not. The Torah provides for taking the darim, and taking the Torah says you're allowed to take a neder, even though the Gemara is not happy about it. Kol aneder dekila barabama. It smacks from Baal Tosif, but strictly speaking, it's not a violation of Baal Tosif. The Rama writes in the Tshuva that minhagim are not a violation of Baal Tosef, like the Dorim are not a violation of Baal Tosef. But in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, at the beginning of the third Chelek Yeder, Simen Reish Yudalit, is a whole simen that's based on the Tosef's pshat, that the Ran quotes in the Dorim Daf Pei Amud Beis, that minhagim are binding midirabbanon mitam neder. The Gemara says it's only Bal Yachal midirabbanon, it's not Bal Yachal min HaTorah. So why is it no Bal Yachal min HaTorah? Because you need Levate B'Sosayim. The person never said, Harein Mekabal Alatz Min B'Shvuah, that I'll always do this and that. He just does it a couple of times. He gets used to that style, that habit. So it's binding Midirabbanon. So what is it based on? Why is it binding Midirabbanon? So it's binding Midirabbanon because Min HaTorah, there is such a din a neder ledra mitzvah, a neder to give tzedakah a belev, a neder to bring a korban belev, a neder to learn something, taka to join the afyami belev, that would be chal min haTorah. That's learned out kol nidiv le'vayel seviv. It's an outright neder ledra mitzvah chal belev. So then midrabanan, they extended it, they said midrabanan, any neder for hanhoga toivo is also chal belev, is also considered midrabanan, a neder ledra mitzvah, and that would be chal belev. That's a question. It's always referred to as Nidri Tainus. We never call it Shavuos Tainus, yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik once gave a Yortzei Drosha on that. On Gimel Shvat, he always used to give a Yortzei Drosha. So the theme of the Drosha was, the basic, he said the Drosha was, that if a person takes a Shavua, I will not eat or drink anything tomorrow, he doesn't say Aneinu. And if a person says, I take a neder, all food and all beverages in the world should be Osa Bachila like tomorrow, he doesn't say Aneinu either. That Nidrei Tainus is neither a neder nor a shvua. Nidrei Tainus means, I hereby declare tomorrow is a Yom Tainus. And a Yom Tainus is mitzvasa lehisanois. So that's why it's called Nidrei Tainus. It's not really a neder to asa isa chefza and all the food in the world. It's not an isa gabra, it's not a shvua. It's a different thing. I declare the day as a Yom Harein b'tainus lamacha means I declare the day as a Yom Tainus, and mitzvasa shol Yom Tainus is lehisanois. That's how that was his theme. So that's what we call in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that's called Nidrei Tainus. It's a different kind of a neder. It's a very different kind of a neder. Yeah, towards the end of the Parsha, you have the din of Asham Gzelois. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim in the end of Bava Kamma. That's the last section of the Parsha, is Asham Gzelois. We pass in karka en nigzelus. Yeah, what does mean karka en nigzelus? So Rashi said, Rashi in the Raman quote from the Sifro and the Sifrei, there is a lava of loisigzol if you steal someone else's karka, but karka en nigzelus means the gazlan doesn't acquire a kinyan gzela on the karka, and the Tana Reb Shimon holds that karka is nigzelus. Not only is there an avera of loisigzol, but he acquires a kinyan gzela as well. So the Gemara is this machloikas where the karka and gzelas, the original machloikas is over here in the parsha of Asham Gzelas. You only bring Asham Gzelas if the Cheftze, if the gazlan gets a kinyan gzela on the Cheftze. If he doesn't have a kinyan gzela on a Cheftze, so there's no Asham Gzela. So how do you read the pasuk bipikod? We understand Oshekas Amisa. Oshekas means I owe you money. Let's say you did work for me, I owe you $5,000 and I never paid you. But where's the chepze that I have a kinyan gzeila and I just never paid the money? The Gemara in Hazob says, no, you only have Hashem gzeilas if there's a chepze, and the chepze became a dover ha-gozel. So the Gemara explains, you have to have yichud keli. If you don't have a yichud keli, then there's no Hashem gzeilas. And if the thing that he stole is karka, so that'll be a machlekes hatanim, where the karka and gzeilas. Our karka in an exelus. That's the parsha of Asham Gzelus. So you have in the parsha, you have Oshem Tolui. Oshem Tolui means the person is mesupik. He's not sure whether he ate chaylev or not. If he finds out bevada that he ate chaylev b'shoigeg, he brings a chatos kvur. He brings a chatos. But if he's not sure, so he brings an Oshem Tolui. After bringing an Oshem Tolui, if he finds out that he did eat, it was chaylev, then he's not yaitzer. Then he has to bring a real chatos kvur later on. Because man is mesupik, he brings an Oshem Tolui. So there's a problem. Everybody asks on the Rambam, and some have this printed in the Rambam, in the text of the Rambam. The Rambam asks the Kashan himself. The Rambam, and the Raibit happens to agree with this Rambam. The Rambam is of the opinion that Sofik, the Raisa Lechumra, is only a Midir Rabbanan. Most of the Rishonim disagree. But the Rambam's opinion, and the Raibit happens to agree. The Raibit is not Masik, and the Rambam, the Raibit holds like the Rambam over here. Sofik deraisa luchumer itself is only midirabbanan. So if you have some chaylev on the table, you have some food on the table, you're not sure if it's chaylev adam, you're allowed to eat it lechatchila min haTorah. So how can you tell me if b'diyeved I went and I ate food and I discovered that it may or may not have been chaylev, I have to bring an Hashem Tolui? What are bring an Hashem Tolui? It's mutar lechatchila to eat it min haTorah. The whole din of sveka deraisa luchumer is only midirabbanan. That's the kasha everybody asks on the Rambam. So we have in our edition, we have brackets printed in the Rambam, Hilchas Tumas Meis, that the Rambam himself asks the kasha. The Kesem Mishnah quotes this girsa, and now they put it into all the editions of the Rambam in brackets. The Pashtun says that it's a mistake. It's not really the Rambam. So the way they put into the Rambam, it says, when do I say that Safek Deraisa Lechumre is only Midirabbanan? That's by Chayvei Lavin. But when we're dealing with the Suri Kares, then I would agree that Safek Deraisa Lechumre is Midiraisa. This is in the last halacha in Perek Tes, Melchus Tumas Meis. Even though Safek Deraisa Lechumre is only Midirabbanan, Dova Shechayoban Ozdana Kares, Fek Osman Atara, Sharei Hoi, so also Chayv Oshim Taloi. So you see that the Oshim told us a Safik Deraisa Luchumra over here. So this poses a problem because the Rambam said Safik Deraisa Luchumra is only with the Rabbanan, even in Shabbos and even in Arayis. Bein Betumas, Bein Bamacholos Asuras, Bein Barayis Vishabbosis. Shabbos has Chorus and Arayis has Chorus. So the Kesem Mishnah comes to Bimi Asher. He says, Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't mean the Malochas, it means Mechamer. Shabbos means Mechamer. Mechamer, there's no Chorus. And Arayis means a coin begrusha, or you saw the mamzeres. Arayis is a technical term, usually means kares, and Shabbos usually means malachas. But if you have this girsa, so you have to say like that. So the pashtus is that that's not the correct girsa. The pashtus is that it's a different teretz. The Pimagodim quotes the teretz in Yeridin. He says there's a machlekes hatanoim in Krisis, second perik in Krisis. Is one chayv an oshim talui if he has one chaticha on the table and he ate it and then he finds out that that was a suffix, whether that was a chaylev or not. So the Rambam paskin in such a case, he's not chayv oshim talui. You're only chayv oshim talui if you have an ikva yisur. Ikva yisur means chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. I know bevadai that there is chaylev here and I ate one of the chatichas and I'm not sure which one I ate. And there's no way to ascertain. If you can ascertain it, if you can test it, so be mevari. Either you ate the chelu or you ate the shuma. There's no way to ascertain. So ikva yisura, that's a different kind of a sofik. Sofik of taruvis. If you only have one chaticha, you're not sure whether it's chelu or dam. So the Rambam holds that sofik, the rice l'chumra is only midirabbanan. In our Torah, it's takamuta to eat it. But if you have a taruvis, chaticha achas mishtechat, if you have three chatichas, one is also two amuta, so it's batel b'rei. But if you have a taruvis of chad b'chad, Tarubis of Chad Bechad, that's Ikva Yisura. So that's Sofik Deraisa, Lechumra Mederaisa. It's a different kind of a Sofik. It's even Mederabonon. Let's say you have an Isa Derabonon that gets mixed up Chad Bechad. So in Yoridea, the Shach says Tarubis Chad Bechad, he can say Sofik Derabonon Lekula. Ikva Yisura is a different Halashem Sofik. So you have to go Lechumra, even if it would have been an Isa Derabonon.
Yeah,
so therefore one.
Therefore,
you're chayiv full time. She came then and makes it that Misasek is chayiv. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, but over here it's a suffix, and maybe the Rambam holds a suffix deraisa lekula mederaisa. You have a suffix. If you'll be mevara that he did an iser, so then you say she came then. Even though he didn't realize it, she came then. But over here we're never mevara. It's a suffix to begin with. So the Rambam holds a suffix deraisa lekula mederaisa. It's only lechumer mederabanan. We usually don't assume like that. We usually assume that, like Rashi and the Rashba, that Safik Deraisa Luchum is Mederaisa. But the Raibid of all people, the Raibid who always disagrees with Rama, the Raibid agrees with the Ramam over here. He goes Vaita, he goes further than the Ram. The Safik Deraisa is Lukula Mederaisa. Okay? Have a good Shabbos, everybody.